This season's first batch of salmon fry will soon be entering the open ocean with lots of food and plenty of predators. Some will be back in a few years to spawn. But fisheries biologists wonder about one salmon run that left a Juneau stream earlier than ever. They're curious about how a new, large mass of warm ocean water will affect those young salmon as they grow. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
And it's good to separate them because the little fish don't like being in with the big fish.
John Joyce just counted one more pink salmon passing through the weir at Auk Creek, north of downtown Juneau. The tiny inch-long fry is a straggler. Most of his 14,000 siblings are already hanging out in Auk Bay before heading to the open ocean.
There's physical characteristics on the shape of their fins and the shape of their eyes and their coloration. You have the ability to tell them apart, but it does take some time to get your eye educated, because we do rely on that to separate out the species.
Joyce is a fisheries research biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says this year's outmigration of pink fry from Auk Creek is one of the lowest on record and 2 weeks ahead of schedule. That's based on data collected over 35 years. Joyce suspects the recent mild winters prompted by climate change are behind the subtle yet steady trend, but he's not so sure about another relatively new phenomenon.
But you're not willing to say that the blob was the cause of it?
No. It's the blob.
That's the name coined by Washington State climatologist Nicholas Bond for a huge, evolving, moving mass of warm ocean water in the eastern North Pacific.
We do know that in 2014, because of that warm water, that the base of the food web, production of phytoplankton that supports the whole food web, was reduced because that warm water served to kind of isolate the near-surface waters from the more nutrient-rich water below.
Bond says the blob is bad news for lower 48 salmon, since the warmer water attracts less nutritious prey species. He says they're not quite sure how it will affect Alaska salmon. Over the last two winters, the blob has moved and stretched out along the coast of western U.S. from the Gulf of Alaska all the way down to Baja California. That's right in the path of pink salmon coming home this year. How will they be affected? And for the answer, Joyce refers to a prognosticating colleague at NOAA's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute.
Joe Stradamus.
Fisheries biologist Joe Orsi says they're cautiously optimistic about a strong run of about 55 million fish this year. Those pinks will be the children of 2013's big return. But they'll be running through the blob as they approach the Oregon shore and start heading north.
The implications of climate change on fish species is important for them all, and salmon are actually going to be the first ones reporting back to us if there's a problem out there. And we'll know this year if the warm blob of 2014 caused something terrible to happen to the pink salmon, because they're just basically not going to return in high numbers this year.
Orsi also wonders about those Auk Creek pink fry heading out early this spring. He uses the term
mismatch
to describe how the out-of-sync fry may wander around and wait for their zooplankton breakfast to show up.
If they can't grow, they spend more time in the nearshore, the littoral zone near the beach, when they're small, and they're more vulnerable to predators, you know, both avian and fish predators, because they need to grow to a certain size before they actually start moving offshore and migrating out into the open waters.
And how will the blob affect those out-migrating, still-developing pink salmon? Orsi says the salmon will grow faster in slightly warmer water, but they'll also need more food. And the warmer water could attract other unusual species and potential predators like blue shark and thresher shark and Humboldt squid. Back at the Auk Creek Weir, John Joyce says they won't be getting any quick and easy answers about the effects of the blob. They'll also have to consider other ecosystem factors.
It's all very interesting in terms of how these populations can optimize their productivity over time and, you know, be successful and continue to deal with, you know, some changing environmental conditions. They have the ability to adapt and to change their behavior, but at what point is it too much or, you know, too little?
There may be a few clues when the first pinks return from the 2013 brood year. That's coming up in August. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.